Mark 10:32-45. Jesus' followers were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Anointed One will be delivered to the religious authorities, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit upon him and scourge him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We are able." Jesus said, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are supposed to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For the Anointed One came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is God's word to us today. This past weekend was a holiday in the United States, Memorial Day, and I spent some time with my young nieces and nephews. Children are wonderful with their exuberance and joy, their spontaneity and unbridled delight. And they often want to get their own way, to have all their desires met, and to be recognized as the best of the bunch. I thought of my little nieces and nephews as I reflected upon James and John in today's scripture. Their question and desire seem to be childish. Sitting with Jesus in glory, one on the right and the other on the left. The sons of Zebedee want the best seats in the house without knowing what the admission price will be. They want the glory without the hard work, although they blissfully agree that they can drink the cup of suffering and be baptized in a river of sacrificial love. Jesus is patient with them and their question, and takes the opportunity to provide some more instruction on servant leadership. Jesus tells them and us that we are called to be models of service, to be outstanding in humility, charity, and simplicity of lifestyle. Not to be a show-off, nor competitive or glory-grasping. to visit the sick, to be the one who sits and listens to problems, to be the one who prays with others when they are facing trials and tribulations, to choose the role of least of all and slave to all. In short, as servant leaders, we are reminded to be ones others can count on in time of need, no matter what. It's not easy to serve others in humility and kindness, rather than looking for power and using power over others. Jesus was teaching the apostles a different kind of leadership. He was turning things upside down. His message was different from the Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, all the known leaders of the day. In Jesus' eyes, power-hungry, grasping, hierarchical, and controlling people were not impressive. Jesus' lesson was that moving on up was not important, but instead, he stressed personal transformation, a whole new way of looking at things. Often we, like James and John, have a desire for personal power and glory. We want some outward, visible sign of success. And we know how to manipulate with the best to get what we want. Jesus speaks of something different, of service, of giving the whole of our lives. Jesus advises us not to measure greatness by the measuring stick of the world. Instead, we must pull away our layers of selfishness and selfish ambitions. Servant leadership is an enormous challenge. Jesus leads the way.